You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Big news story coming out of Florida this morning, Dom, from ABC Action News Plus. Story here says that driver's licenses will soon be required in Florida to drive golf carts, but here's the thing, it's for kids under 18. They're going to either have to have some sort of license or learner's permit to get behind the wheel of a golf cart. And then the story goes on to say, you know, more than 6,500 children are injured in golf cart incidents annually. So anyway, this caught my attention this morning, and I kind of chuckled a little bit because this is the big to-do in my neighborhood right now on Nextdoor. Multiple posts from concerned neighbors, because apparently there's two young girls zipping around the neighborhood in a golf cart, unsupervised. And I've seen them go by a few times, and they're Vin Dieseling the hell out of that golf cart. They are, you know, doing some fast and furious moves. But you know what? They are laughing. They're having the time of their life. And so far, nobody's been hurt. So, should kids have a license to drive these things? I don't know.
Man, oh man.
Probably not.
I mean, there should be some sort of age restriction. You don't want a six-year-old, like,
no,
tooling,
I mean,
down
obviously.
And these are on streets, too.
You're on streets. Well, the big thing was that they were in the park, too. There's a park right by my house, and they were going up and down the trails on the park with loud music blaring with very inappropriate language, according to one Karen on Nextdoor.
Well, you know, I do feel like there should be an age limit, but I don't know what that age limit should be, because if I see a 14-year-old on a golf cart, I don't think anything about it.
I don't
but again,
either.
If they're five, I mean, where do
well,
you draw
obviously,
the line?
I
don't
mean,
know.
You be a parent at that point and, you know, supervise. But
yeah,
these
but you
girls,
can't count on that.
You 100% count on it. But these girls that I see in my neighborhood, they're obviously, I mean, probably seventh, eighth grade. They're middle school. They know what they're doing. They're fine.
Until they don't,
and then, you know, all hell's going to break loose.
I don't know. I didn't know your neighborhood was a golf cart neighborhood.
Well, that's the thing. It's not. It's not one of these little retirement communities. So that's the thing. We're trying to figure out where the golf cart is coming from. That's the big, it's like a treasure hunt right now. Where like somebody's trying to track down these
girls.
I
think you're going to see this changing, too. When we were house hunting, when we moved to the East Coast, there was one neighborhood. We looked at a house, and it wasn't a golf course community. It was a golf cart community. And every other house had a golf cart. And they had built special paths, like walking paths that were extra wide.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody, it seemed, had a golf cart. And they were, you know, just a couple of blocks from like a grocery store and a post office and stuff, and everyone was tooling around that neighborhood on a golf cart. And you could drive past people's garages that were open, and there would be a car in there, and right next to it, a golf cart.
Yep.
And it was not a retirement community. It was just a regular, just like yours, suburban neighborhood with a ton of kids.
I love it.
And somebody told me that that is really spreading, and I have now seen a couple of more neighborhoods like that, that it is becoming the way to go, is to have neighborhoods that get cars off the road for the most part.
Why
and they
not?
Just have people in golf
Why
carts.
Not?
I like it.
I do too. Knick Knack's dad lives in one of those communities. It's a 55 and up community. But yes, they all have golf carts that they zip around in. And it's like a status symbol. You know, if you've got a better, you know, they got the Bentley golf cart and all this.
Well, that was going to be my next question is, wouldn't it be fun for everybody to pimp their ride?
Oh, and they do. Like some of these you can get that look like little mini Corvettes or something.
Yeah,
they got the round taillights, and they, you know, and they got pimp their wheels. They're all shiny.
I used to have a buddy whose boss had a big front put on the front of his golf cart that was a Rolls Royce front. So it had the Rolls Royce grill and the emblem and such. I mean, that would be fun. And I have to admit, I wouldn't mind having that where I live, but there's no. I live out kind of in the country, and it's just little two-lane roads. It would be dangerous as hell.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. You need the little side path.
If I wanted to go to the, you know, for me to go to the nearest grocery store is about 3.5 miles away. And I'd love to be able to take a golf cart down to it, but I can't.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Because I'll be dead. But as far as kids,
I hate
I'm
seeing
so
people get all butthurt about kids just out kind of having some fun and zipping around and listening to loud music and laughing. And yes, Yes, I know. They might hit somebody. They might roll it. But, I mean, overall, they're just out zipping around having fun. I mean, I'm wondering if some of these parents would lose their mind, you know, knowing back in the day of the grandpappy used to put you on his lap as you drove out of the neighborhood and let you steer the car, you know. It's like... Things were...
It's like my generation, nobody wore seatbelts.
Nobody!
Ever. And the kids were always jumping around on, you know, in the back seat while dad was doing 78 miles an hour on the highway, so...
God, who was it that told me that when they were a kid that they would... Maybe it was... This is a knick-knack story. I don't know. But they would put like an old dresser drawer in the back seat for the baby. And that was how they laid the baby in the back seat. In an old drawer as they made a cross-country trip, you know? They would just... That's how the baby would travel.
Well, it sounds convenient.
Right? And then you just get to your new house and slide the baby into the dresser and go on.
Yeah, and
life.
I'm quite sure, I haven't checked text messages yet, but I'm quite sure that we will now get at least three or four that say, well, some kids were driving a golf cart in my neighborhood and they hit my dog, or some kids were riding and they knocked over my mailbox. I mean, we're going to hear the anecdotal stories of things that have gone wrong.
Yeah.
But, well, you know, your next door neighbor, Bob, you know, could get liquored up some night and run over your mailbox.
Precisely.
Too.
Let's look at your record.
So, I don't know.
We're
always going to hear those stories, but I still, can we say 14? 13? Like, you have to be a teenager before you operate one?
I guess. I don't know. Like, if my son's 12, I feel like he'd be perfectly fine behind the wheel of a golf cart. He's been on, like, a little mini bike before.
Sure,
you know?
But it gives him something to look forward to. He'd be like, just about another 10, 11 months, and then I can drive the golf cart.
Yeah, light it up. Wheelies.